This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Mertholler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Saturday, November 9th at 3 p.m., there's a Veterans Day dinner and silent auction at the Butternut Legion Hall. The bar will be opening at 3 p.m., and food service will go from 4 to 7. Once again, that's Saturday, November 9th at the Butternut Legion Hall, with the bar opening at 3 p.m. and the food service starting from 4 to 7. Wisconsin State Superintendent is proposing free meals for all students. Brittany Merlot has more.
Wisconsin State Superintendent is proposing free meals for all students. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underley announced the proposal Friday. With the universal free meals proposal, all Wisconsin students would have access to a nutritious breakfast and lunch for free. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction says 1 in 4 Wisconsin high school students reported hunger due to the lack of food in their home. The proposal is part of Dr. Underley's 2025-27 biennial budget. It would also fully fund the school day milk program, and it would create a new program encouraging school districts to buy directly from local farmers and producers. For Civic Media News, I'm Brittany Merlau.
Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's Tis the Season Craft Show at Lakeland Union High School. They invite you to join them for a day of relaxing shopping, crafts, concessions, and a bake sale. Every year, this event decks the halls with a large gathering of vendors featuring unique and handmade products so you can get a great start in your holiday shopping, so don't miss it. This is sponsored by the LUHS Music Boosters. This event will help support the music programs at Lakeland Union High School. Once again, this is this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Lakeland Union High School in Minocqua. A major Northeast Wisconsin employer completes a huge expansion, Lisa Hale reports.
London-based 4 Imprint just completed a 170,000-square-foot expansion of its Oshkosh distribution center. The expansion increased production space, added new offices and more collaboration spaces, and it also includes a comprehensive health clinic, giving employees access to on-site healthcare services. 4 Imprint employs about 800 people in the Oshkosh distribution center.
I'm Austin Bermain, and this has been Civic Media News.
A Brewers coach signs an extension. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Baseball, the Brewers have renewed the contract of pitching coach Chris Hook. The 56-year-old Hook, who has worked his way up in the organization for 20 years, signed a multi-year extension with the team yesterday. He's credited with developing the team's young pitching talent. The Yankees won Game 4 of the World Series last night in New York, 11-4 over the Dodgers. Game 5 is tonight, Los Angeles leading 3-1. NBA, the Bucks are in Memphis. They face the Grizzlies tomorrow night on Halloween. The NFL trade deadline is coming up next Tuesday. Yesterday, the Packers signed linebacker Jamin Davis to their practice squad. Davis had been a first-round pick for Washington 3 years ago and was asked how familiar he is with the Packers.
Ironically, I got a chance to watch him a little bit last year, and it's crazy now that I might actually get an opportunity to play for him. But currently, I'm just honestly soaking everything all in, and hopefully I can get to work and just watch as much film as possible.
That's Packers linebacker Jamin Davis with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. And just like that, we say goodbye to Halloween films and look forward to the start of the holiday box office season, which is just a couple weeks away. The season will open with an anticipated bang as Amazon MGM Studios is set to release its $200 million Santa Claus caper film, Red Santa, starring Dwayne Johnson and Chris Evans. The film was set to go right to streaming, but tested so well with audiences, they're going theatrical. The film is estimated to make $36 million in its opening weekend. If you notice an uptick in original content in the next year, there is a reason. The 6 biggest global content companies are planning to spend almost 10% more than they did this year. That would be an increase to $126 billion geared toward new viewing options. Disney will lead the way, spending 9% more next year. Hopefully, it's not all on remakes and sequels. Johnny Depp and Penelope Cruz are about to team up in a new film. Day Drinker, Yes, my fellow Wisconsinites, it is an awesome title. The film will tell the story of a cruise ship bartender, Depp, who befriends a mysterious day drinker played by Cruise, and they end up embroiled in a caper. This will be the fourth time Depp and Cruise grace the screen together after starring in Blow, Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, and Murder on the Orient Express. If you love Squid Game, you might love the new spinoff, which will be an American version. Deadline reports that the project will be led by director David Fincher, whose credits include films like The Game and Seven. This will be the first spinoff of the Korean show. Season 2 of the original Squid Game premieres December 26th of this year on Netflix. Producers say the third and final season will also premiere sometime in 2025. Need more Nick Offerman in your TV viewing life? Yes, please. Variety reports Nick will join Elle Fanning and Michelle Pfeiffer in the new Apple TV show Margo's Got Money Troubles. Fanning plays a woman desperate for money who starts an OnlyFans site. Been there. Offerman plays her father, a retired pro wrestler, and Pfeiffer plays her mother, a Hooters waitress. The show is based on the Ruth Thorpe novel of the same name that was just recently released. The first season will offer 8 episodes. In a recent interview with the Associated Press, Hugh Grant says he killed 3 people. Of course, he did so, whimsically, and with that adorable accent and toothy grin. Grant is trying to get people's attention to go see his new movie, Heretic, in which he plays a creepy character named Mr. Reed. Grant appears to be moving on from his rom-com roles and looking for darker parts. I'm not saying the 64-year-old actor actually killed 3 people, but saying you did so in an effort to promote a movie really is the perfect cover. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cloudy and windy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, and falling temperatures too. We're going to drop into the upper 40s by late afternoon. Rain tonight, windy down to 33 tomorrow. Rain with a few snowflakes mixing in, with temperatures falling into the mid-30s by late afternoon. We could get a half inch to an inch or more of rain by the time it ends. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.